Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roland Office. Batting second. The shortstop, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Lee Lacy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Niekro, and towards Royster, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Jorgensen moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is hit by the pitch. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Office moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Office scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Necro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Necro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Office, who is chasing the ball. Manguel reaches third base with a triple. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lacey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manguel scores. One out. It's Expos, 1, Braves, 1. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Jorgensen steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Correll for a passed ball. Jorgensen moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Office strikes out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Braves 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Necro covering, for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthen hits a pop-up towards short. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Manghul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manghul. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Manghul steals second. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manghul scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Jorgensen steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Correll for a passed ball. Jorgensen scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Correll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-1 in the game. Correll hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foley strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of office. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Dwyer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Expos. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen is 0-for-2 in the game. Worthen hits a ball on the ground towards third. The ball gets by Royster, who chases it down. There goes Mackinnon trying to score. There's the throw to the plate, and he's out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Manghul takes first base on ball 4. Worthen moves to second. Max Leon now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lacy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0 for 2 in the game. Correll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine pinch runs for Jim Dwyer. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards short. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen is 0-for-3 in the game. Worthen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing right field. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cito Gaston pinch hits for Max Leon. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Office strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves 1. The Expos will come to bat. Adrian Devine now pitching. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Manghul hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive towards third. Royster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. There goes Carter trying to get to second. Wynn throws the ball into Royster who relays the ball to Perez who tags Carter for the out. It's 6-1, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Atlanta Braves, 1. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.